he basically writes what's called the ta'liqa, which is essentially all of his notes of the lectures. Because this is a time when scholars did what is called amali. They just yumli. So for instance, Sheikh Abdullah bin Bayya has a book called Amali al-Dalalat, which is a very formidable book in Usul al-Fiqh. All of it was from lecture. He did it without notes, simply lecturing off the top of his head. His students recorded it, and then it was transcribed, and then he edited it. But those were his amali. Very few scholars can do that today. I know one Mauritanian scholar who told me that he could write in this moment, Umli arba'ina kitaban fi arba'ina ilma. He told me I could dictate to you 40 books in 40 sciences. And he said, since I mastered those sciences, I've only been asked about three out of 37 he was never even asked about. So he basically writes, on his after 4 years, close to five, after studying with this man, he's on his way back, and he tells this story where these brigands come, and they basically rob the caravan. This was quite common in those days. And they rob the caravan, and so Imam al-Ghazali, I mean, you can imagine, he's 19 years old, and he's just studied, and he's mastered all of this knowledge that he's learned, but he hasn't memorized it. So he understands it, but he hasn't memorized it. So the thief takes his bag of books, and the Imam runs after him and begs him, please don't take my knowledge from me. And at that point, the thief laughs at him. And the thief says to him, what kind of knowledge is it that a wretch like me could steal it from you? Can you really call that knowledge? And Abu Hamid radiallahu anhu says, I knew then, antaqahu Allah alladhi antaqa kulla shay, that Allah made him say that for me, to know that that is not knowledge. If it can be stolen from you by a thief, it's not knowledge. And so he goes back to Tus and spends the next 3 years memorizing everything he had learned by rote, so that nobody could ever take it from him again. And then at that stage, he sets out for what's called Nishapur or Nishapur. And this was another great center of learning in northern Iran. Today it's called northern Iran. And he studies with the great Imam Abu al-Ma'ali, Imam al-Juwayni. He's also called Imam al-Haramain. He was probably the most brilliant scholar of his age in fiqh.